Deerhead Radio on AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears in Paso Robles, 1621 North River Road. Shifting Gears has you covered from your weekend cruiser to your daily commuter. And now let's join Jimmy Purdy on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, and KPRL.com.
Good morning and happy Saturday. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get this show on the road. Phone lines are open, 805-238-5775. That's 805-238-KPRL. As always, I appreciate you being here, and I appreciate being here. If you're just tuning in for the first time, I am Jimmy Purdy from Shifting Gears Auto Repair. We're located right here in Paso Robles. I'm here for the next hour to help you as much as I can. The advice that you may receive is up to you if you wanted to use it. I hold no responsibility for the advice that I'm giving here. I don't know if I'd call it advice. Maybe it's just my interpretation. We'll call it an interpretation. Listen, I'm up here to try to help you with vehicles and give you the latest in tools and technology as we move along in the auto industry. And there's always changes, always things that are going to go sideways. And so I'm trying to help you avoid costly mistakes or costly problems. Do I get it right every time? Absolutely not. Are you kidding me? That's why the only way you learn is by getting it wrong. If you get it right every time, then you're not learning anything. So anyway, first things first, to start with some weather, and we got lots of events going on in the county. So let's get right into it. Today, we are looking at triple digits. We are going to hit 100 degrees for your Saturday. Tomorrow, 97. Looks like all next week, we are in the low 100s. So don't put the tank tops and flip-flops away just yet. Summer is just back into full swing. We got a hot week coming up for the end of August. As we all know, that's going to run right into September, and it'll probably be hotter in September than it was in August. But we do have the, what do they call it, the El Nino going on. So it's been a little more humid than I think we're all used to. But keep that in mind. We got some hot weather in, so be prepared. I've always said get your AC fixed before you need it, but I guarantee we'll get some calls next week for your AC not working, and that's okay. We'll be ready for you. We prep for that kind of stuff because that's what you have to do. You have to be kind of smart about that stuff, right? Hey, it's going to be 100 degrees next week. Maybe let's make sure all our AC equipment is like up and ready to roll. So we'll be ready for you if you need it. But for your house as well, make sure you get your AC unit at your house checked. Clean out your condenser. You know, a lot of the tips I give you for auto AC and stuff, it really translates to the rest of your equipment that you might use at home, like AC at your house. You know, I talk a lot about making sure the bugs are cleaned out of the condenser on the front of the radiator. That's a big part of the heat conversion that goes on. Well, it's the exact same principle at your house, the big old unit that sits out back, hopefully underneath some sort of awning that you just completely forgot about. It helps to get out there and rinse that thing off with a hose too. You get a lot of dirt and leaves and stuff that gets accumulated in there. It's good to vacuum out the inside and rinse out the outside of the fins. Plenty of reputable places around here that can do it for you, but it's also an easy little maintenance thing you can do for your own home, and it helps keep your house running a little more efficiently. Same with the evaporator, right? I talk about the cabin air filter. If you're not getting a lot of airflow through your vents, or if that filter is getting restricted, you're not getting enough air across the evaporator, it can start leading to icing over and extra moisture in the dash, which is something you don't want. So you want to make sure your cabin air filter is replaced. It's a very cheap, inexpensive maintenance item that you can do to keep your AC working good in your car. And it's the exact same thing as your house. There's an air filter that sits on the air handler, usually in a closet. Maybe it might be in your attic. I don't know where the thing is. You'll have to go find it. But there is a filter in there. Good idea to replace the filter. You want good airflow going through the system. So same principles can be used on many different, it translates across different industries. You know, electrical theory, AC stuff, but I won't go, that's not really what I wanted to talk about today. But I think it's important anyway because it's getting hot and it's nice to stay cool. That way you all can relax a little bit, you know, just relax. I know it's hot, you're agitated, but we all got to stay calm. That's how we all get along around here. Okay, we got some car shows coming up today. Mid-State Cruisers at the Atascadero Lake Park. Last night was the cruise night. Hopefully y'all had a good time with that. But today at the Lake Park in Atascadero, we got the Mid-State Cruisers car show. Always a good time there. It's going to be a little warm, but the tree coverage in the park, it usually stays decent. So I definitely recommend you go checking that out. Always tons of cool stuff to see, vendors, booths. And then the dancing in the streets in Atascadero. In Paso Robles, we got Wings of Hope car show coming up. This is going to be in about a month. It's a couple weeks. September 5th from 10 to 3. This is a fairly new car show. I think this is the first year of it. Wings of Hope car show. It's going to be downtown Paso Robles, 1346 Railroad Street. They're shutting down the streets. 1346 Railroad Street. So that's pretty much as downtown as you can get. This is for the Saves Wings Cancer Foundation. So it's going to a good cause. They are closing the streets from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. So that's going to be from 13th Street to 14th Street on Railroad Street, 14th Street from Pine to Railroad, and Pine Street from 14th to 13th. So be prepared for some road closures on that Saturday, September 5th. And if you want any more details about that, just type in Wings of Hope Car Show on your internet browser. Hopefully you're a Googler. You can use it on Google and you can find out how to participate to register a vehicle or secure a vendor spot. You also can buy the shop too. I got some flyers there that I can help you get registered and get you figured out. But that should be a really cool car show. So put that on your calendar for September 5th. And as always, if you have anything you'd like to promote that as a car show, because promotion is a very expensive thing to do when you're trying to build a small car show. And in my opinion, community is number one. So we want the community to come together, realize that there's other people that also like to do what you like to do. It's fun, you know, builds camaraderie. So I want to spread that word. So if you have any events going on, please feel free to call in or text in. Remember, you can always text if you don't want to call. 805-238-5775. 805-238-KPRL. All right, let's get into some meat and potatoes here. What do we got going on? Well, if you're paying attention, it's time to retire because we got tires being banned in California. And that's probably the biggest news that we got going on. So I will get into that here in just a minute. I do want to talk a little bit about GM, kind of get into some parts allocations, because that's one of our biggest problems we face in the industry, and it seems to have been that way since about 2020. Just never really rebounded, and the cars continually change with new innovations, new technology, new engineering, but we haven't even caught up with the stuff before. So this one has NHTSA is opening an investigation into the GM V8. So we're talking about the Yukon, the Yukon Denali, the Tahoes, the Silverados. General Motors is in hot water with the NHTSA. And this is the Office of Defects Investigation. So if you've ever heard of a Lemon Law, similar, but this is the Defects Investigation Unit of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And what's the issue here? The engines. The automaker previously supplied with a recall fix, they continue to have catastrophic failures. So the ODI team has opened a new investigation that specifically targets the L87, which is the 6.2 liter V8, which was the subject of a recall previously. Now the recall, which covered about 600,000 trucks and SUVs in the United States, was initiated because manufacturing defects with the crankshaft and connecting rods that could lead to a catastrophic engine failure. Now at the time, GM's remedy involved engine inspections and for units that passed scrutiny, a higher oil viscosity and a new oil fill cap. And if you remember, we talked about that change in the oil viscosity to a different weight, going with the 040. And if you have one of these vehicles, you've probably got that letter in the mail. And for some reason, a new oil fill cap was going to fix it too. And then obviously, you want to put a new filter on when you change the oil. So that was their fix. Those that failed were replaced. The engines that failed were replaced. And unfortunately, neither solution seems to have fixed the underlying issue. The new ODI report shows that as of August 20th, the office has received 500 complaints alleging post-remedy engine failures for cars affected by the recall. Of that population, 473 were supplied with a change in recommended oil, while 26 received a complete engine replacement. So GM itself has reported that it has received 7,000 complaints of post-remedy engine failures, with ODI reporting that it's learned of a further 200 failures for engine produced outside of that recall's production range. The oil issue has dogged GM for more than a year now, and a class action suit was brought against the company last year, alleging the automaker knowingly sold vehicles with bad engines. Earlier this year, GM changed the recommended oil viscosity for the L87, making the second change in recommended oil for the recalled engine. Now the ODI is opening an investigation, including the L87 engines produced outside of the production window that originally laid out in the initial recall. And if you have one of these vehicles, you know exactly what we're talking about. If not, this is a problem. It's a big problem. But we'll get back into this right after the break.
Visit Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Enjoy Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, weekday happy hour, and Thursday through Saturday dinner specials. Watch your favorite sports indoors or out. The covered veranda boasts heaters and coolers to fit the season. Deeds is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week with breakfast on weekends. Play at Paso, dine at Deeds. There's no place like it. Paso Robles Golf Club on Country Club Drive in Paso Robles.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association presents Let's Make a Deal, Kids Market, and Paso Robles Fandom. Today, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the downtown city park. Buy, sell, or trade vintage, new, and used items. Also anime, trading cards, games, and comic books. Buy, sell, or trade at Let's Make a Deal, Kids Market, and Paso Robles Fandom. Today, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the downtown city park. Admission is free. For more info, go to pasorobelsdowntown.org.
Gold is at an all-time high. Now is the time to take your scrap gold and turn it into cash or trade it in for new jewelry at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles. Take the old or broken bracelets, chains, rings, or trinkets that you never wear and go home with cash in your pocket or get an additional 25% off to use towards a new item. Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry is family-owned and located at 1224 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Paso Robles. Open Wednesday through Saturday.
Heater not helping much? Call Hutch. Hutch Heating and Air in Atascadero. Just like changing the oil in your car, changing the filter in your heating and air conditioning system will make it last longer and cost less to operate, which means more time in between needing a service technician, like me, Jared. But when you do, please remember us. Heater not helping much? Call Hutch. Hutch Heating and Air in Atascadero. Call us at 466-8199 and on the web at hutchhvac@yahoo.com.
Welcome back. This is Jimmy with Shifting Gears Auto Repair. Here today for Gearhead Radio. I appreciate you tuning in. Phone lines are open, 805-238-5775, 805-238-KPRL. Feel free to call or text in at any time if you have any questions, comments, or complaints. I always recommend complaints be written on the back of a $100 bill. And we'll hand that off to Leanne so she can get that taken care of for you. Complaints are fun. You know, and I get like latent defects, like a latent defect like we were talking about before the break with an L87, with these engines, constant problems. And if it's not the engine, it's the transmission, right? And there's some things you can do to avoid it, you know. Was it engineered bad? Yeah, but there's some things you can help to fix, especially with the transmission. Cooler bypass valve, one of the big ones we do with the transmission services at our shop. So we don't just flush it out and send you on your way. Drop the pan, replace the filter. Do it right. Make sure the filter is replaced. put new fluid in it. But we also replaced the cooler bypass valve because they like to get stuck, and without the fluid going through the cooler, the transmission overheats. So, you know, our prices reflect the quality of service that we offer to make sure that we're staying on top of the game. And if there's any sort of updates or upgrades that we can do when we service these vehicles, it's just included. We don't have like a you know, we're going to do this and then for extra we'll do this. It's like, no, we standardize our service and this is what we're going to do because of these problems, right? So if we decide we're going to do a transmission service and not give you the upgraded component, and you come back and say, well, I would have paid extra if I knew my $8,000 transmission was going to fail, it's like, well, no, we're not even going to have that conversation. You know, if you're calling around trying to find the cheapest price, it's definitely not going to be that we're not going to be the best fit, because I just, cheap service, you usually pay twice for it. And that's what rips you. That's ripping people off, in my opinion. If you're going to, you know, make someone pay a cheaper price and cut a corner, and then that involves them having to do the job twice, well, then we're not twice as expensive. So it would have just been more cost effective to do it right the first time. Does that make sense? So part of that is like with these vehicles and all this information that I can constantly attain and I pass on to you, the listener, and the rest of the shop, we're all in the know. We all stay on top of this stuff. That way we can stay, you know, make sure that whatever the manufacturer wants us to do to help keep the car on the road. And the big one with this one was the engine oil. They've changed the viscosity definition like 2 or 3 times. And I've had multiple people come to the shop and ask me about it. Like, what do you think? So I think they're just trying to Band-Aid a bullet wound. I don't think changing the oil viscosity is going to help prolong the engine life when there was just an engineering defect. You know, there's definitely something going on with these engines that just wasn't right. And we've heard it before with like the crankshafts not being polished, or there was like excessive pitting in the journals. And I mean, I don't know, they're mass producing these vehicles and they're trying to get it as cheaply as possible, you know, and there's no one else to blame but us, right? As consumers, when we're constantly scrolling on Amazon and Temu, and we're trying to find the product and trying to find it for $2 cheaper, that's the race. And so if that's what we want, that's what someone's going to give to us, right? Now, granted, when you buy these vehicles for $65,000, yeah, we expect a little bit more. So they're just finding the cheapest processes and then keeping the higher retail price. So that's just, and that's where the class action lawsuits come in, right? Like if you're going to find a cheaper way to build something, but not like pass that savings along and make the consumer understand that, like, yeah, we're doing a little bit cheaper, but this is why. And there's a huge inherent risk with that. Like, well, no, I don't want it then. But you've spent $100,000 on a Yukon Denali and the engine fails at 80,000 miles. That's just not right. There's something wrong there. And then you put the engine in and 20,000 miles later, the transmission fails. That's We've come a long ways to take those massive steps backwards, right? Vehicles have been getting very, very, they've been lasting longer and longer, right? The early 2000s and the 2010s, it's not uncommon to get 200, 300,000 miles out of these vehicles. Now, back in the 80s and 90s, that was very uncommon. Like, that was a lot of miles for a vehicle. There were throwaway cars. Late 80s cars, you got 180,000 miles on it. Just count your lucky stars and part ways, because you knew as soon as that thing went into the shop, it was going to be one thing after another. Getting to the late 90s, early 2000s, and you know, it was a good idea to spend $2,000 or $3,000 in maintenance, because you knew that vehicle was going to last. Maybe with 150,000, 160,000, it's still not out of the ordinary to say, yeah, I'll put $4,000 in that car with 160,000 miles on it. And I feel like we're getting away from that again. We're losing that, and that's not good. Nobody wants to spend $12,000 on the low end to replace an engine on a vehicle they just spent $80,000 on less than 10 years ago. That's a hard one to swallow. So anyway, with that too, I wanted to bring up parts too, because there is no fix, and they're really just like bypassing like parts. And they've had so many different issues with all this new technology. It is so hard to get your hands on some parts that are required for fixes, and there's just nothing you can do about it. There's a lot of new technology, a lot of new vehicles coming out. Definitely do your research if you're looking at buying a new vehicle. It's important. It's important what the cost of maintenance of that vehicle is going to be. You know, and with AI, it's a great tool for that, right? You can use ChatGPT, OpenAI. I really enjoy Claude. I think it's just, it just flows better with me with what I read. But you can just say, hey, I'm looking at this vehicle. What are some recalls, technical service bulletins? It's all about the prompts, right? And maybe you're like anti-AI. I don't know. But you really should use those tools, because you're going to spend that kind of money. You got to do your research. Now, don't use it verbatim. You know, it's like what I say when I'm up here. Like, don't take what I say verbatim. Like, it's just my opinion and my advice. But you can use AI to say, hey, I'm looking at buying this 2020 GMC Yukon. What are some problems? What are some major things? What is the cost of maintenance for the next 10 years? What's the oil change interval? What's the service, recommendations? And what's average cost for all those for the next 5 years? And it's like, that's it. You just type that in, hit enter, and it'll just give you a complete list of what the total cost of that car will be for the next 5 to 6 to 7 years, right? Including fuel mileage, right? You say, hey, my fuel miles per gallon is X amount, or what's the average fuel miles per gallon? And this is how much I typically spend per gallon on gas. And it's like, what a great tool to like really, really get you dialed in of like, the common problems, the things you can expect, the money you're going to spend. And maybe you're on the fence of like 2 or 3 different cars you're looking at buying. Man, use AI for that. It's like it pulls all that internet research within 30 seconds. Not even 30 seconds. It's like 8 seconds. Really cool to do that. I kind of geek out on it a little bit. Like I'm not even looking at buying anything new. I just do that just so I can, like, oh, that's interesting. I didn't even think, like, okay, all right. I didn't know those were having those problems. And that's part of our service too that we do. Like I like to make sure we're staying efficient with our inspections and staying on top. And we see so many different vehicles. We see like 220 cars, sometimes upwards of 250 cars a month, and they're all different. Like we don't, maybe like 2 or 3 are the same, but like typically they're all like a different car. And so you're seeing so many different things. And for the most part, it's like, yeah, tires, wheels, you know, the gas goes in, gas pedal, like you look underneath, it's like brakes, belts, hoses. Okay, all that stuff's mechanically the same. But they're so, if you ever pop the hood on a newer vehicle, it's like there's a lot of stuff you got to pull off to like actually see some of the mechanical stuff. So instead of spending the time in like disassembling the vehicle, we can just use AI in the same sense. What are the most common problems that this vehicle has? Oh, the engine mounts like to break. Okay, well, that's pretty buried. And so now we know with this particular vehicle that the engine mounts have a problem. We're going to dig in a little bit deeper and spend that extra time to dive in. Okay, let's look at that mount, because there's a lot of reports of that mount breaking. So that makes, I don't know if that makes sense to you, but it's just cool. I appreciate the information. Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Good morning. I was calling to see what are the pros and or cons of lifting a vehicle?
Great question. That really, man, that one, that's a good question. So the pros, obviously, is you look really cool. You know, get a little more ground. Right. You get a little more ground clearance. you can go off-road and do the thing. I mean, depending on how it's lifted, let's go that way, right? So if it's just a body lift, just don't waste your time. But if you're actually doing a true suspension lift, the vehicle is now altered. And so that's what I like to say. Like you've now altered the vehicle, and you've taken, I don't know, decades of suspension technology that the engineers for that manufacturer have come up with, and you've kind of thrown it all out the window, and you're throwing a kid on there that's maybe has a quarter of the R&D and engineering and research and development. And so you're definitely altering the way the vehicle is going to ride forever. But if you need it, it's nice to have, right? If you use it for off-road, if you're actually doing things with the vehicle that needs that extra ground clearance, you need it. They said for the most part, the vehicle was engineered in a sense with a lot of R&D and research and all that stuff to get the components to last as long as they can, get the best fuel mileage, be as safe as possible. Now, when you change all that, you've changed the articulation of the suspension. So you start having issues with, you know, ball joint wear. A lot of steering components start getting worn a little bit more, because you typically will go with bigger tires. So now you're putting more stress on all that. Okay. Yeah, so be prepared. The maintenance costs go up because there's a lot of suspension components that typically weren't designed to have that extra wear and tear on it. Now, you could get really extravagant and get like a really, really nice lift kit, but then you're getting to the point. It's kind of like you can't have a street car and a drag racing car. You know what I mean? So once you get to the point of like having it so extremely like built for off-road or being lifted, it's like, well, it's not really feasible to drive it on the street anymore. So I'm not a fan. I'm not a huge fan of like the lift kits. That's just my opinion though.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. No, I bought my ex-girlfriend a Fiat and she ended up leaving, so I'm going to lift that little bad boy.
Oh, there you
and
go.
And make it the douchiest, make it the douchiest little car ever.
See, now that's cool. And if you're doing it for cool factor, I'm into it. I got to jump on a break. I appreciate the call. We'll be right back.
Ace Auto Care, across the street from Atascadero Hay and Feed in Atascadero.
News, I'm Paul Stevens. Canada now promising to retaliate against President Trump's 50% tariffs, which will hit about 5% of what Canada ends up shipping to the U.S. every year.
Countries sold each other $880 billion worth of goods and services last year. The tariffs were initially supposed to kick in at 12:01 a.m. Wednesday, but President Trump extended the deadline for 3 days to allow talks to continue, but the two countries still could not reach an agreement in time.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty, U.S. Supreme Court. Says construction work on that new White House ballroom can continue for now.
It's going to be the greatest of its kind anywhere that's ever been built, and it's something that presidents have wanted to be built for over 150 years.
President Trump at an appearance Friday in South Carolina. America is listening to Fox News.
Seniors helping seniors. We hire seniors to help other seniors because, well, they just understand each other better. Would you like part-time work that makes a difference? Or maybe you or a loved one needs a helping hand. Our services are non-medical. Call me, Ron Torres, at 805-369-2110, 369-2110, or go to seniorcareslo.com. That's seniorcareslo.com. Seniors helping seniors.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Once you try our bison meat, you won't go back. I'm Susanna Luthi Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband and I also raise bison at his family heritage Taylor Ranch in Cambria, and we sell our meat at a pop-up shop every Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. off Highway 46 West. So, if you're headed to or from the coast, stop by for a tender steak, delicious burger, and more. We're almost through our harvest for the year, and steaks sell out fast, so don't miss out. Find us at TaylorRanch1868.com.
Bahama Bay Tanning Company has you covered to be summer ready. Not only do they provide a tanning experience with packages to fit your needs and budget, they also offer tanning beds, spray tans, infrared pod, teeth whitening, clothing, swimwear, jewelry, and more. Locally owned and operated, Bahama Bay Tanning Company. Call 239-9800 or visit them at 1485 Creston Road in the Food for Less Shopping Center.
Welcome back. This is Gearhead Radio, and I'm your host, Jimmy Purdy from Shifting Gears Auto Repair. We're located at 1621 North River Road in Paso Robles. If you ever need anything, we're there for you. Check us out online at shiftinggears805.com. We got a little shop tour video on there. I'm pretty excited. I got a new video coming out very soon, but then by the end of the month, I'm hoping. I'm pretty excited about it. It's pretty nice. So keep an eye out for that. We'll post that online on all the socials and on the website. But keep in mind, if you ever need anything done with your vehicle, we like to give back. And part of that is our Key Lime Rewards Program. every repair that you come into, you get 2% back on that repair. So you get yourself a little, call it a piggy bank. We like to call it a rewards program. Rewards you for maintaining your vehicle. And it's loyalty for helping us, helping you. That's what it is. We are there to help you. You know, vehicles break. That's what they do. And it sucks. And nobody likes it. I get it. It's not the most fun thing to do. Keep in mind, we didn't build the car, right? We didn't break the car, but we're there to help you fix it. And part of that is making sure that you got a little bit of extra saved up for the next time. So we're thinking ahead a little bit. I get it. You spend a few grand, something unexpected. It's not fun. You don't want that to happen again. Well, it's going to happen again. That's just the nature of the beast. It's what happens. Hopefully later than sooner, but it will. And when it does, we've saved a little piggy bank for you. A little 2% there to help ease the burden on the next repair. And it just continues on like that. 2% every single time. All right. He's going to lift a Fiat. I like that. He said Fiat, right? I'm into it. Whatever. You can't make that car worse. So, yeah. I mean, I talked a lot about not lifting vehicles and how it caused more problems and more wear and tear and all that. But I don't think you can make a Fiat much worse. So, lift away, man. Put like 48s on that thing. You know, some swampers. And then go take it into the swamp. And then maybe just leave it there when you're done with it. That's what I would do. It's worth it. Oh, Fiats. Or like the smart cars too. That'd be cool to see a lifted smart car. I don't know if you could turn it. How would you? I don't know. But anyway. Yeah, just, I mean, real talk though, with lift kits, you have to be careful with those. It does, you are cutting out, if it's a good lift kit, you are cutting out major components of the suspension and then you're adding in somebody else's, you know, technology in there. For the most part, it's not a car you drive a lot. It's not a huge deal. But then you got to get bigger tires, right? That wear more, put more strain on the suspension components. So it's a toss up. If you like it, just do it. If not, if you're really frugal and like trying to like make sure you get the most out of your vehicle, it's not the best thing to do. But speaking of tires, let's get right into that. So if you're paying attention, you've probably heard about the new energy efficient rules for replacement tires here in California. Now, phase one is starting in 2029. So we got a little ways before it comes, but it is not coming unless we can get this overturned. So there's a few exemptions that we'll start with first. So winter snow tires, all season winter performance tires are an exemption. Motorsports competition tires, off-road tires, and ATV tires. Motorcycle and emergency vehicle tires. And temporary use spares and small tires with a rim diameter of 13 inches or less are going to be your exemptions for this. Now, what they're trying to do is make sure that whatever tire the vehicle came with is the tire that's the only tire you're going to have for the option. It's a low rolling resistance tire, which is, in their terms, is going to help save fuel economy. And it's going to save you a ton of money. It's the best thing you ever did. Please keep giving us all your money and we know what to do best with it. Yeah, right. So that's where the problem comes in, because they don't know. They're not engineers. They're not vehicle engineers. They're not gearheads. They don't know. And the amount you're going to save, 2%, maybe 3% in fuel savings, is nowhere near going to pay for your tires that need to be replaced every 2 to 3 years, because the tires that came with the vehicle are typically the ones that are going to wear a little bit faster. Or maybe not. Maybe it's the same. Even if you were to replace the tires at the same interval, it limits your options and it allows the tire manufacturers to now have to price them at a premium. Because if you lose all your options, right? Because we are consumers, we look for the cheapest price. It's just a race to the bottom. And guess what happens to the tires now? They get built cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. And it's just, there's always a way to find that loophole, right? So even though it meets the manufacturer's specifications, there's other things they can alter to make the tire cheaper. And we've lost our options, right? If you're a Michelin fan, if you're a Bridgestone fan, if you're a Firestone fan, if you're a Toyo fan, right? Like all your options are now taken away and you're just forced for one option. Of course, like what are you going to do? You're just going to find the cheapest one then. If it's the same tire, I'm just going for the cheapest one. But if all the tire manufacturers are selling the same tire, then what would incentivize them to lower the price? Because we're looking for the cheapest? Of course not. It's like if that's the only option, the price is going to go up, which makes the tires more expensive. That's my opinion. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. So getting into this. So on Monday, this was on Monday, the state of California announced it's officially moving forward with its replacement tire efficiency program. That's the name of it. The California Energy Commission program will be the country's first set of regulations concerning what replacement tires are available in the aftermarket to purchase. So there's been reports of the replacement tire efficiency program in months leading up to this, and the rules were initially proposed, went through a set of revisions after a public comment period. These revisions were key ones, which carved out space for more specialty tires to be allowed for sale. Notably for enthusiasts, it included exemptions for high-performance competition tires, while other exemptions allow for off-road tires, all-season winter performance tires, and others. Now, the program received a mix of support and opposition throughout its public comment period. Companies like Michelin and Bridgestone supported the program while stressing the need to balance safety with efficiency improvements. Fellow tire manufacturer Dunlop issued a measured statement after the program was greenlit, saying, "California should evaluate the complete consequences of replacement tire requirements," and urging the state to continue working with tire makers, consumers, and the auto industry to create environmental improvement without creating material adverse impacts on consumer choice, competition, or trade. At odds until the very end, however, was the Specialty Equipment Market Association, or SEMA, citing unresolved concerns about the affordability, consumer choice, and the impact on small businesses. SEMA writes that it continues to oppose the regulation. That said, SEMA also recognized that the final proposal is significantly improved from where the rulemaking began. Now, these standards received unanimous approval by the CEC commissioners and regulators, and they believe it will save California drivers nearly $1 billion and reduce CO2 emissions by 2 million metric tons per year once implemented. The first phase of regulations is set to start in 2029, with a stricter set of regulations scheduled to begin from 2033 onward. What do they say? Now you're going to set up a tire business on the border of Nevada. You're going to make a ton of money. Just one more regulation that we just don't need. I feel like it's just, again, putting the cart in front of the horse. How is this going to help anybody? I really don't see any sort of where this is going to really, really solve any sort of problems. I didn't know there was a problem to begin with. There are some key arguments here we'll get into. So obviously we're going to be looking at a higher upfront cost. So critics in industry coalitions warn that manufacturing compliant low rolling resistance tires will drive up prices by hundreds of dollars per set, heavily discounting the state's claim that minor price bumps will occur. So they know the price is going to go up. They know, and they're calling it a minor price bump. It's not going to be a minor price bump. If you get rid of all the competition, it like the demand goes up, so the price goes up. If you have one set of tires, that's just the whole reason of capitalism is you want to have a huge range of services so that people can justify their costs of what they have, right? Maybe you don't want Michelin tires. Maybe you like to buy the cheap, what are they, Nexans or whatever. You want tires for $90 a tire. That's fine. So buy them. They ride terribly. They wear terribly. They don't stop well. Like they're just not very good tires. They constantly need to be balanced because they constantly go out around. You buy Michelins, right? Much higher mileage, much safer tire. They stay true much longer. They're just a better tire. The ride quality is better. And unless you've bought both of them and put them both on your car, you wouldn't understand it. But once you do, you're like, wow, that is nice. But maybe like I don't care. I still have money. But they're taking that away from you. You don't get the choice anymore. And then that goes to the next argument, is the reduced consumer choice. So industry estimates project that the rules will phase out and ban roughly 70% of current replacement tire options from the California market. So that's drastically limiting selections for specific vehicle types and budgets. And then we talk about safety, compromised safety and practicability. So opponents emphasize that tires are primarily safety equipment. Buyers weigh factors like traction, durability, winter performance, and tread life over fuel efficiency. And critics argue the state should not restrict safe options based strictly on energy metrics. And that's a really good point. There's so many different in the country, right? But just in California, there's so many different terrains that vehicles are driven on. So not every vehicle can be produced for the specific conditions that you live in. It's impossible. We got like Death Valley. We got, you know, Lake Tahoe, right? Like there's so much in between. Yosemite, San Francisco, LA traffic, like here on the Central Coast. Vehicles really need to be designed specifically for the where they are. And we've definitely lost that, because you used to have to, you know, retune your carburetor as you got into different elevations with vehicles, right? You have to change into different tires. And on the East Coast, you got winter tires, you got summer tires. And these tire businesses, they store your tires, you know, over the summertime. So when you go back, they can swap back out and swap your winter tires back on. And so like cars, they're not just like one size fits all. And then that's like where the disconnect is with when it comes to politics trying to get into the auto industry. Like, yes, car customization is very radical. It does go very, very radical. But for the most part, it needs to be customized just to operate correctly, because we all use them for different purposes. We all just don't like get in our car and have a 45-minute drive in traffic to go to our desk job. That is not everybody's reality, and I hate that they think that's what it is. And that goes into unintended market consequences. So industry representatives caution that the rules could trigger supply shortages, hurt working class families who cannot afford premium priced replacements, and inadvertently flood the state market with unregulated used tires. What happens when there is a demand? Somebody's going to fill it. So we're going to have tire bandits, right? Like catalytic converters getting stolen, like they're going to go to different states, steal tires so they can come back to California and sell them. Crazy. It's just going to be crazy. I got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
To school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
welcome back. You are tuning into Gearhead Radio. I'm your host, Jimmy Purdy from Shifting Gears Auto Repair. Appreciate you tuning in on this Saturday. Getting a little warm out there. It's going to be a hot day today. Make sure you stay hydrated. Speaking of hydration, is anybody into like the mineral salts? You know, I recently did a conference out in Tennessee, and I got to meet this guy, Gary Brecka. I didn't meet him, but I got to see him on stage. Highly recommend the podcast, Gary Brecka. It's called The Ultimate Human. Very, very cool. If you're into health, being healthy. I know we're like talking about auto repair, but you got to keep your mind sharp. And part of keeping your mind sharp is making sure you're eating right, taking care of yourself. It's got some cool stuff in there. Really cool information. Gary Brecka, The Ultimate Human Podcast. I highly recommend checking that out. I guess I would call it a little bit of a palate cleanser after getting our tires taken away. Time to retire. But yes, California is banning tires starting in, 2029. And then the second phase in 2033. Now, the only supporters of this that I've heard as far as arguments is that the fuel savings over the lifespan of the tires will offset the minor upfront pricing increases. And I just don't think that's the big picture at all. It just doesn't make any sense to me. This is one of the weirdest ones I think I've seen. And we've talked about a lot of weird stuff and a lot of regulations that come out for restricting the auto repair industry. Right? There's a lot. There's plenty of other examples that are just bizarre. I don't understand. But we go along with it, right? It's like, okay, it is what it is, right? The EV mandate. Like, well, what happened to that? And that's like the biggest one there too. So what happens with EVs with the tire mandate? Tires wear out very, very quickly on electric vehicles because they are very heavy and they run a very soft tire that wears out. When a tire wears out quickly, it's putting a lot of pollutants in the groundwater, right? A lot of like rubber. So I don't know. I do not know. And then what's going to happen with like a burnout? Like when you do like a good burnout, is that going to be like a felony now? You're like same thing they did with emissions. Like if you mess with emissions components, it's a felony. You can't tamper with a federal emissions component on your vehicle. So are they going to classify tires? Like what's going to happen if you get tires from out of state? You're not going to be able to buy them, but you still be able to get them. They're going to be like a tire police now, a whole new enforcement agency that we got to pay our tax money to fund this new department. How is this saving anybody any money? I don't know. Man, it's crazy. Crazy stuff. Follow along, though. Keep listening to the show. You know, SEMA is a big, big, big supporter of helping us get away from this. So if you want to help, you know, like with the Right to Repair Act, that's another big one. You know, the Leno law is still in the background. They're still fighting the Leno law for emissions vehicles to get that rollover. And that's all funded like in part really by SEMA. And that's the big show in Las Vegas that they do at the beginning of November. It's a show we go to. Support that. You can become a member. You can go to SEMA.com. I am not like part of that I'm part of that as like a member, but I'm not any way like trying to promote it for my own benefit. It's just really a good organization to help fight against this. And so you go to SEMA, become a member there, and you can support the causes like this to help push the legislation back on these crazy, crazy things. So quick recap before I get out of here for today. We have the Mid-State Cruiser Show going on today at the Atascadero Lake Park. So if you're looking for something to do today, it's going to be a little hot, but get down there early, check it out, or get down there late. It's probably going to roll out pretty early, though. They usually start rolling out about 1 or 2. It does go on until 3, but as every car show we've all been to and been a part of, usually people start rolling out a couple hours before it actually is over. So get there early, check that out. Also, Wings of Hope car show coming up September 5th from 10 to 3. That's at 1346 Bravo Street. Put that on your calendar. They are closing the streets down here in Paso on Railroad 14th and Pine Street. So there'll be some a little bit of street closure, but it's all for a good cause. So put that on your calendar. Saturday, September 5th, Wings of Hope Car Show. And again, come by the shop if you got any questions about that. Want to register for it, we'll get you hooked up. If you want to be, if you're a vendor, you want to be a part of it that way, or you just want to enter your car. I've come to the realization that it's a lot easier if you just check it out as a participant. That's actually kind of nice. You don't need to be a part of everything all the time. It's always a good time. It's always good to help, but it's also really nice to not have to help all the time. That's cool too. Anyways, getting down to the end here, put on your calendar. Next Saturday, I'll be here from 9 to 10, bringing you Gearhead Radio. If you ever want to check back any of the other shows, you can go to kprl.com. All these shows are recorded and podcasted. So if there's something that you heard, you didn't catch all of it, or maybe you had to jump out of the car because it's Saturday and you're busy, you can always go back and it's all recorded. Only for about a month or two, but you can always go back next week and say, what was he talking about? And you can find out exactly what I was talking about. Don't ask me, because I usually don't know what I'm talking about. Also, if you're into the auto industry, tons of good podcasts on Apple, iTunes, Spotify. You can find me there as well on the Gearbox podcast. We get a little bit deeper into shop ownership and entrepreneurship. So if you actually enjoy listening to the sound of my voice, you can always check out that podcast and hear a little bit more of what I have to say about the industry. It's not like bad. It's just different. It's just, I don't talk about fixing cars so much. Different. And if you ever have anything you'd like to bring up, you're always welcome to call in 805-238-5775. That's 805-238-KPRL. That's also the number for the text line. So you can text in at any time. In fact, all throughout the day, if you get something in your head and you're like, man, I should have asked them that, you can just text it any time throughout the day. It goes into the inbox here, and I'll check it next Saturday when I'm here. Easy thing to do. I'm sure you got that number already saved in your phone. But put it in there, and I'll be able to respond to it. I love the questions. I love the call-ins. That's what helps keep this show moving along. It's like, it's for both of us, you know? It's not just supposed to be me up here just talking nonstop, incessantly with absolutely no context. It's nice when you engage. So I know that you're listening, and then we can help each other out here. Also, check out our website online. Check out the shop, shiftinggears805.com. If you've never been in before, I highly encourage stopping by and checking us out. But we have all the pictures and videos. We're very transparent. I like to make sure everything's out there online. We got a YouTube channel, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Find some of the odd repairs that I've come across that I like to post sometimes on social media. We do see some interesting things. So you can find a lot of cool stuff there. But as always, if you ever need anything, please give us a call. We're always willing and ready to help. We are there to serve. That's our number one priority. So anytime you have a concern, give us a call. We'll get you in pretty much ASAP to have one of our AC technicians take a look at it and make sure that you're safe. And then we can develop a plan to get you back on the road. That's our goal. That's what we fix cars. I don't know if you knew that. Kind of a big, you know, we're kind of good at it. I'm not gonna lie, we're definitely good at it. So keep that in mind. Anyways, that's the show for today. Exit stage left, as Kevin likes to say. There it is, right on cue. Enjoy your weekend. It's gonna be hot next week. Be prepared for that. Find that shady spot. Check your fluids. Make sure you got coolant. Check your tires. Might be the last time you get to see them. Thanks for being here. I look forward to seeing you next Saturday. See ya.
Gearhead Radio with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears and Paso Robles on River Road. You can trust Jimmy and his team to take care of you and your vehicle the first time, every time. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. Paso Robles, Tascadero, and Templeton.